Good morning. It is a Friday morning. Joined by Melissa Mangini. She is the editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Well, the first story we're going to talk about today has to do with something called Albany Can Code, and they're getting some money. Tell us what this is and where the money's coming from.
So Albany Can Code is a nonprofit software boot camp that trains non-traditional students in the region, and they've just received a $50,000 investment from Facebook that will go toward expanding its coding program to the Hudson Valley. It's Facebook's first ever grant in the Albany region, and the first time it's awarding a grant to a software boot camp. Albany Can Code founder and CEO Anne Marie Lanasi says the money will help her share the model with other communities that have the same workforce challenges. She said there has been interest from across the state asking her to expand the program. Facebook's grant will go toward curriculum development, instructor training, student recruitment, and marketing in the Hudson Valley. Albany Can Code started in 2016 with 9 students and has since graduated more than 150. And they're finding jobs, too. Graduates are at companies such as Goldman Sachs, Troy Webb Consulting, and MVP Healthcare. Demand for the program has only grown in the Capital Region, too. Lanasi says many unemployed and underemployed students look to tech jobs as an opportunity for higher pay. The average entry-level salary for a software developer in the Albany region is $59,000, and the average annual salary for experienced workers is $96,000.
From there, let's talk about Regeneron, a major pharmaceutical company in our area, and they have bought a daycare center in North Greenbush. How come?
Regeneron is one of the fastest-growing companies in the region, and they have about 2,900 employees. The idea for the daycare came about from conversations with employees looking for daycares that were closer to work. So the company bought a former childcare center near its manufacturing facilities in Rensselaer County. They've contracted with Bright Horizons of Watertown, Massachusetts, to run a daycare, which will only be available to Regeneron employees. The building was previously Stepping Stones 2 Daycare Center, but that closed in 2015. The facility is currently being designed and is expected to be completed around September. After that, it needs to be licensed through New York State, so Regeneron is projecting an opening of early 2021. Finding quality, affordable, and convenient daycare has been a challenge for many parents. Many providers have closed over the past decade due to labor shortages, rising costs, and other factors. The average cost for center-based care can be as much as $14,000 annually for an infant or $11,500 for a 4-year-old.
Well, from a coming opening to an abrupt closing, Real Seafood on Wolf Road has closed after 37 years. What happened?
Yeah, the management group says that sales were good, but it was time to move on. Real Seafood was started by LeGrand Saris in the 80s. And over the years, he mentored dozens of chefs with a long career in the industry. He had sold the business, though, in 2014 to his daughter, Aliki, and Faith Takis. 2 years later, Aliki Sarah stepped back from ownership, and Faith has been running the restaurant since. They decided time has changed on Wolf Road for, the changing tastes of consumers to all the new restaurants that have been opening. About 35 people worked at Real Seafood when it closed, and the owners are helping them find jobs in other restaurants. The owners say refunds will be issued to customers with gift cards, and instructions for how to do that are on the restaurant's website.
Her name is Melissa Mangini. She is the editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks as always. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.